Channel 4 Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Well, Dario, we'll take another look at votes that are coming up this Sunday, of course. So we've got a good number of votes. So we spoke about some last week. We'll speak about the others this week as well. And let's take a look at this Sunday votes. In last week's episode, we discussed the climate law and COVID law. Today, we're taking a look at the third federal issue that will be voted on and the votes that only concern Geneva. So we'll start off with that national vote on the OECD minimum tax bill. Now, Dario, what's that all about?
Well, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, as you said, and the G20 group want to adapt the rules of the taxation of large international corporations. Now, in October 2021, 140 countries, including Switzerland, agreed to introduce a profit tax of at least 15% on such internationally active large corporations. The Swiss government and large majority of parliament are already in favor of this new rule, but because such a change requires an amendment of the Swiss Constitution, the issue has to pass a popular vote.
So what are the arguments in favour then of this globally coordinated profit tax?
Well, from an international point of view, the idea, of course, is to end a race to the bottom where some countries, such as Switzerland, would try to attract such companies by luring them in with very low profit taxes, allowing some of them to pay extremely little of it, or sometimes none at all. In this regard, it wouldn't look very good for Switzerland if it refused to play ball with all other countries. And because many Swiss cantons currently apply profit taxes that are below 15%, the change will actually increase fiscal revenue in Switzerland. And because it is coordinated across 140 countries, it is not very likely that companies already installed in Switzerland will leave because of the change.
Okay, sounds like a win-win. Really, doesn't it?
Sounds like a win-win, yes.
Okay, so what are the arguments against that then?
Well, opponents of this proposal come from the political left, interestingly. They take issue with the fact that in Switzerland, within Switzerland, 75% of the additional tax revenue will go to the cantons and 25% to the Confederation, meaning that the biggest financial beneficiaries will be the cantons that have practiced the lowest profit tax in the past, right? Because their profit tax all of a sudden goes up to 15%, therefore generating this additional revenue. So the big winners within Switzerland are cantons such as Zug and Nidwalden, who had very low profit taxes. Left-wing parties would have hoped for a better distribution of the additional revenue among the cantons in Switzerland. They also criticize that some of the additional revenue is not redistributed to countries of the Global South as a form of development aid.
Okay. And of course, so those cantons with historically low tax, they've worked to get all these companies based on their territory, and now they'll be they'll be cashing in on that.
Yes.
However, let's take a look at this, because a clear majority in Parliament is in favour of this move.
Yes, 165 out of the 246 members of parliament voted in favor of the change. All parties except the Socialist Party called to vote in favor. So even the Swiss People's Party, who has a knack for going the opposite way of anybody else.
Just being difficult.
They're actually in favor of this. The latest polls show that 73% of voters are also intending to vote in favor of the proposal. So this shouldn't surprise anybody that if this was just simply waved through by the population.
Right. Okay, that one does look like it's to pass. Okay, that was the last federal vote we're looking at. Now let's move to Geneva. And Geneva's got a number of cantonal issues up for the vote.
Yes, there is a whole bunch of them, 7 in total, 6 for the whole canton and 1 concerning only the city of Geneva. So we're going to try to make this short, starting with the cantonal ones.
Okay, so let's take up this initiative on property taxation.
Yes, so this initiative proposed by right-wing parties is full of numbers and details, and it's a little complicated, and I'm certainly going to lose a lot of listeners if I go through all of them, but basically, it would mean an increase in the evaluation of real estate of homeowners for their tax return, and a simultaneous decrease in the wealth tax. Basically, this would be good news for homeowners, but mean a loss of about 100 million in state revenue. So that's this property tax proposal. And if you're interested in that, if you're a homeowner listening to that, then I invite you to find more detailed information on the internet.
Right, okay, about that.
About that, yes.
Yeah, and then there's an initiative for solidarity contribution on large fortunes.
Yes, this initiative put forward by the left-wing parties and the trade unions would subject taxable fortunes in excess of 3 million Swiss francs to a 0.25% contribution on the portion of the wealth exceeding 3 million francs. According to the initiators, this would generate an additional 250 million in annual revenue for the canton, the municipalities that could help face the climate and social crisis. Of course, on the right-wing parties, they fear that this would just chase away many of the wealthier contributors to the Geneva fiscal system.
Yes, look, many of the very wealthy would leave. I believe that's the if that passes, it's only valid for 10 years.
Exactly.
And then the law falls away. Yes. Next up, we've got an initiative called 1,000 Jobs.
Yes, this was also launched by the Geneva trade unions, and it is presented as a sort of Marshall Plan for the transition to clean energy. It calls for public authorities to create a number of new jobs each year that correlates with the unemployment rate. So, for example, right now it's about around 5% unemployment rate, and that would lead to an automatic creation of 600 jobs, interestingly, not of 1,000 jobs, but probably they said 1,000 jobs sounds better. Anyway, it would create these automatic job creations. Jobs should be created in sectors where they are most needed to meet the immense need to renovate buildings to make them more sustainable or cope with the aging of the population.
Okay, then you also have an initiative that was to introduce parental leave.
Yes, the Green Liberal Party proposes to introduce a 24-week parental leave in the canton, 16 weeks for the moms and 8 weeks for the dads. Moms would be able to give two or of their weeks to the dads if they wish to do so. Funding would be guaranteed by a compulsory employee contribution, employer and employee contribution of up to 0.2% of the salary.
Okay, so more taxes. A lot of new taxes coming along with this. We're getting there, everyone. Next up, we have an initiative on a right to food.
Yes, the image of people queuing up for food parcels at the Le Vernet ice rink during the pandemic has shocked many in Geneva and beyond, and it has prompted this initiative, which wants to add the right to food to the list of fundamental rights enshrined in the Geneva Constitution.
Okay, and there's also another addition to the Constitution up for the vote as well.
Yes, that one is about digital integrity. It calls for a right to digital integrity, to be enshrined in the cantonal constitution. This includes the right to be protected against abusive data processing, the right to security in digital space, the right to an offline life also, and the right to be forgotten, or in other words, the right to delete or have personal content deleted from the internet.
Right. And then finally, there is one vote which is only for the city of Geneva. What one's that about?
Yes, residents of the city will vote on the Acacia 1 local development plan, the first big chunk of a major urban remodeling that will completely redraw large parts of Geneva's east, think around the Rolex headquarters, over the next 30-odd years. This first phase calls for the creation of some 2,300 housing units and 65,000 square meters of commercial space, schools, and public spaces. The project is supported by the city, the canton, and the majority of parties on the left and right, but the far left, the Swiss People's Party, and other interest groups think that this initial plan is over-densified and that the plan foresees too many offices and not enough housing units.
Okay, right, there we go. That's, I think there must be a record, really, for one voting session, having all of those on a canton and city basis. But yes, yeah. There we go. So there's a lot to digest there if you're going to the polls on Sunday. Right, anyway, Dario, we shall leave it there for now. Thanks very much. And we will chat with you again now on Monday, because we'll go through those results. Okay?
Of course.
Thank you very much. Great, thank you. That was Dario there with Swiss Up. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always do so on our website, of course, which is worldradio.ch/Swiss Up.